This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so I get it if your eyes glaze over on those rare occasions we start talking about foreign exchange rates. I mean, unless you're traveling, it's tough to care about the yen-dollar spread, I know. Today, though, something a little bit different, a virtual currency that has honestly been going just bonkers, Bitcoin, it's called. It was invented 4 years ago. Some see it as a safe haven, sort of like gold. Today, though, Bitcoin was anything but safe. The price hit a record high of $268 per Bitcoin and then tumbled more than $100 in just hours and then shot back up again. Not a pretty picture at all. So Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has a Bitcoin briefing.
A Bitcoin is not an actual coin.
When you hold a Bitcoin, you don't actually really hold any Bitcoins. You hold this private key.
This is Michael Tumim. He started buying Bitcoins in September. That private key is like a password
that lets you prove to everybody on the internet who's running the Bitcoin software that you own that money is allocated to you.
So in the same way that a dollar is a piece of paper that people have faith in, a Bitcoin is a highly encrypted agreement that people have faith in. It's not regulated by any government, and that's one reason it's taken off. There are 11 million Bitcoins in circulation right now. This morning, I talked to Alex Lysenko. He's in Germany. Last month, he paid 3,000 euros to buy 50 Bitcoins.
How many euros or dollars is it worth right now?
So the 10,000 euros.
Well, that was this morning. Right now, while he's sleeping, his Bitcoins have fallen in value by a third.
I'm not surprised to see the price falling. Bitcoin, by its very nature, is very prone to bubbles.
Simon Barber is with the Palo Alto Research Center.
The fundamental values of Bitcoin is just based on the trust and confidence that people have in it. And as soon as anything happens to shake that, then people start to sell their Bitcoins.
In this case, it's reportedly a series of hack attacks that are clogging up the main site used to buy and sell Bitcoins. Barber says this volatility will fade over time.
Now, in the long term, Bitcoin does have some fundamental value.
He says it's anonymous, unregulated, and almost impossible to counterfeit. So it's not going away. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.